or high temperatures in the low 90s, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing each day, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Many towns will get wet, some with locally heavy downpours. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. Be flexible with your weekend plans and keep our weather app handy. It'll show you where the storms are, where they're moving, plus any push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required, subject to change. Restrictions apply.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back in. We got a look at this. I want you to look at the size of my stack.
Your stack's even bigger than yesterday.
My stack grows every day. That's what happens when you work hard. You gotta work on your stack. Doesn't grow on its own. Special thanks to David Woods who came by during the first hour. If you missed it, grab the podcast. Your calls are welcome. 272-9228. We didn't get to everybody who had a call. Partially because, well, we ran out of time. And somebody said, I thought you weren't going to have any mayoral candidates on. Well, here's the deal. When you do that, when you have a candidate on 2 days before the election, they can't all come crying wanting time. So that's it. Let's see here. Can I come on your show to promote a luncheon? Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe. We'll see. I love luncheons as much. Hey, am I going to get a ticket out of it? Yeah, that's payola. I can't do that.
What are they serving?
Yeah, no kidding. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis. Jack Campbell, not in today. He'll be back on Monday. Godspeed. God willing, good sir. Nothing's wrong. You got to ease back into it. You don't jump into the cold water. Right? You stick your toe in. You pull it back out. You get down to the ankle, you pull it back out. You get down to the knees, you pull it back out. Men know what I'm talking about. You get down to about the three-quarter mark on the thigh, and you stop dead in your tracks. You're like, I can't go down any farther. I-65 is closed from Greenville to Georgiana.
I had to tell my buddy that was...
Was he going that way?
Well, yeah, they're headed to New Orleans.
Not right now.
No, well, I told him to... I said, go down 331. You know,
you get around it. Yeah.
I said, well, if it's to Georgiana, I told him just once you see everybody getting off to go onto the Georgiana exit, then what he should do is he should keep going down to basically like red level, get on 84 and go over.
And cut over, yeah. They said it was
a chemical spill or something?
Yes, a hazardous material, but they won't say what the hazardous material is.
Uh-oh.
It's hazardous enough that they shut down 4 interstate exits for one truck, and nobody's allowed within 1,000 feet of the crash. What do you think they were carrying?
Aliens.
Are they hazardous aliens?
Well, I mean, I talked about it on Joey's show. I think we should assume that all aliens are hazardous aliens until proven otherwise. But
that's what we do with bacteria.
I mean, it has to be something weird. What if it's like, you know, botulism or something?
No, botulism can't survive the interstate at 100 degrees.
The thing from the Americans that gives you glanders, I don't know.
Go on. What is that?
Some kind of weird...
Glanders?
Yeah, some kind of weird...
It makes you say oakley dokley? that's Flanders.
That's Flanders.
Oh, sorry.
Howdy-ho, neighborini.
exits 130 through 114 are closed. You have to get off at 130 if you're going south. You cannot get back on until exit 114. So that's all closed. Greenville High School has been closed. Wow. Now, Greenville High School is near the interstate. So, I want to know what this stuff is. Is there an update?
It's right off the interstate.
Yeah, but I mean, not within 1,000 feet of the interstate, and they closed it to be safe. There was something nauseous.
It's pretty close. I mean, obviously, they have, like, setbacks or whatever, so it can't be, you know, they're... There's some level, you know, it can't be right off the highway or whatever, but it's pretty close. I feel like it might be like 2 football fields.
Anyway.
I'm just saying.
I-65 closed. Something's going on right now at the Montgomery County Commission. I got a preview last night that there was a huge announcement today at 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah?
It's supposed to be a catalyst that will energize a new era of talent, opportunity, and vibrancy. In Montgomery. Details of the project not released yet, but it is going to be streamed, and we, my friends, we will keep you up to speed as soon as we find out what it is. We don't know what it is yet, but as soon as we find out what it is, we will we'll keep you up to speed. Actually, you can watch the briefing. We had to duck in on it and see if we can find it. I think I can steal this for just a moment.
Who's doing it?
The Montgomery County Commission. There ain't nothing the Montgomery County Commission is going to do. Hold on, here's...
We talk about developing the West Side. Well, we've got people like Dan Harris and Isaiah Sankey and Rhonda and my man Doug Singer. We talked about making sure that this development would help the West Side. I always talk about the one big house.
Is this that West Chase they were talking about?
Hopefully.
Is that what's coming?
Are they getting a Popeye's?
It's a shot in the arm that we've always needed to have. But now we've come together, we raised our hand, the City Council and County Commission raised their hand to make sure that this is happening in this particular bedroom, which is the west side of Montgomery.
What is it?
An Olympic standard, world-class whitewater rafting experience at the heart of the vibrant recreation and entertainment district. where the site is set next to Maxwell Air Force Base, adjacent to I-65 along the Alabama River, and within walking distance to downtown Montgomery. But remember, it's on the west side, because Maxwell Air Force Base is on the west side also. Okay.
Hold on. They're building a whitewater rafting facility.
Are they going to put turbines in?
I have no idea. A whitewater rafting facility on the west side of Interstate 65. Whitewater rafting facility. That's the major development? Do you know how shameless this is that Elton Dean's doing this 2 days before an election? 2 business days before an election?
Yeah.
Has anybody thought about that?
More power to him.
Look, you take advantage of the opportunities you have. He's the county commissioner and chairman of the county commission. Is that what's going to turn Montgomery around? The county commission is going to, I guess, put tax money into this. I live in the county.
Well,
why the hell do I want my tax money going to a whitewater rafting facility on the river? Do we don't have a road to pave somewhere?
I would assume. I mean, there's not a private business that's doing this.
Why would Montgomery County Commission be having? Have you ever heard Montgomery County Commission give an economic development press conference ever? It just so happens
I'm surprised the mayor's not there either.
It just so happens the chairman of the Montgomery County Commission is running for mayor, and in 2 days will be on the ballot. I mean, I'm sure that's a coincidence. But have you ever in your life heard the Montgomery County Commission give a press conference about economic development?
Not just them, no.
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 No. Not one time.
Not one time.
Is the Alabama River safe to swim in?
Is the toxic plume
that takes over downtown, is it in the river?
I mean, people do that stand-up, that paddleboarding thing, and they do the dragon boating.
Let me tell you, paddleboarding is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I do it, Baron. I'm saying that people do it.
Paddleboarding is dumb. I mean, that is truly a dumb sport.
You see me out there.
Standing up on a surfboard, propelling yourself forward with an oar. That is the definition of the dumbest activity I've ever heard of.
I know, the sad thing
is... It's like stand-up kayaking.
But, right. You know, the sad thing is that somebody makes just, like, going out money on selling those things.
Pieces of plastic that float?
Mm-hmm. But they have, like, don't they have a fin on the bottom or something? For balance?
Ballast. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Who's this?
Hey, Tom from Greenville.
Hey, Tom from Greenville. Are you alive?
Oh, sure.
What spilled out there?
It was nice knowing you, Tom from Greenville.
Give you just a little update.
Please.
The chemical, the truck was carrying 55-gallon drums of cyclohexanoconazole or something.
I think there's an antibiotic for that if you catch it.
I'm sure, and you can take a pill and get over it.
Hey, how do you spell it? Spell the beginning of it, and Google will fill in the rest. Start.
Okay, cyclohexanol.
Cyclohexanol.
Hot.
It is a molecule related to the cyclohexane ring by replacement of one hydrogen atom by the hydroxyl group. It is a colorless solid with a camphor-like odor, which, when very pure, melts near room temperature. It's a precursor to nylon, is what it is.
What I heard this morning is that it's used to make in the plastic industry. Mm-hmm. It's used for in paints or lacquers.
Yeah,
I'm looking
at the safety profile sheet on it. It says it's somewhat toxic. Few studies have been done on carcinogenicity. One study on rats have found it to have a co-carcinogenic effect. So I think you're gonna make it, Tom from Greenville.
Does it say side effect closing an interstate and shutting down a school?
It didn't have that on the safety sheet, the MTS data sheet.
It was all done due to precautions, and I appreciate, everybody doing what they did. So I just wanted to give you an update, and all is well in Greenville, Alabama.
Tom, I appreciate it. Thank you.
The interstate is closed still. They're still cleaning up. Look, they got the Montgomery hazmat crew down to assist with this, and I appreciate them coming down to help.
Good for them. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Got an update there. Tommy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well, sir.
Well, I was going to question David Woods when he was on, but I didn't get called in time. But when are some of these candidates for mayor going to stand up and, like, the colonel and stand up to the colonel and Reed about, you know, they're going to raise, you know, teachers' pay and build schools and all that. And all of a sudden now, Elton Dean, I don't plan on taking my grandkids to no water park where they want to build it. I mean, you talking about crime infested. I mean, who's going to go, you know, to where the Salvation Army is right now? I mean, and also have they bought, you know, where the Salvation Army is? I mean, I know the city acquired all that property, I think it was a land swap where those apartments were around the Salvation Army there. But then you mentioned the hazardous plume that was found there years ago.
All right, I got answers to your questions, my friend. I appreciate your call. A $50 million government-backed white water park.
Mm-hmm.
White water. Wasn't that the Hillary Clinton deal?
Mm-hmm.
A white water park and outdoor fun center is about to start construction on the outskirts of downtown Montgomery. Nothing says fun like West Montgomery, guys. It's a project that local officials are betting. Well, I thought bet. Someone call Luther Strange. We're not allowed to bet.
This is illegal.
Will redefine the area as a young, professional, and family destination. Main attraction is a 25-acre central park that will feature rafting and kayaking along a man-made whitewater course that twists through restaurants, shops, a beer garden, an outdoor concert venue, and a hotel conference center. The wider 120-acre site will feature a climbing tower, zip lines, mountain biking, rope courses, and more. Officials say the initial footprint is just a start because it's expected to inspire growth across the area over time. Core attractions will stretch all the way to the Alabama River, though the park will not use any river water for its whitewater course.
Wait, what?
I guess they're going to use city water or well water. The plan Montgomery...
So they're not doing this on the Alabama River. They're doing it like next to it?
Near the Alabama River. Like you're going to be able to hit a 9-iron to the Alabama River if you wanted to. Maybe
The whole thing sounds kind of cool with the zip lines and the this and the that. But like, bruh, there's a river right there.
The planned Montgomery site is off of Maxwell Boulevard, sandwiched between Interstate 65 and Maxwell Air Force Base. It's an exit that's been little more than a pit stop for beachgoers, even as the city's revitalized downtown exploded with growth. I think that's a stretch. A few blocks away. Two entrances are being planned on either side of the historic Chapel House, an 1854 cottage on the National Historic Register of Places. There are plans to restore that cottage and incorporate it into the park's administrative functions, part of a wave of changes. A wave, get it?
Uh-huh.
Of changes expected to sweep through the area in the years ahead. Who wrote this article? This is a Montgomery Advertiser piece that reads like a press release from... Why is county money going into this again? If this is such a great idea, why are we paying for it? Do we own it? Or are we just paying for it?
I have no idea.
It says government-backed.
So I guess that means it's a government-backed...
like a government-backed loan?
Yeah.
So we're okay, so this is like the recycling plant. When it goes belly up, we own a $50 million whitewater course in West Montgomery that nobody goes to? Is that what I'm to expect? The park is happening thanks to a pool, get it, of public and private funding poured into the cooperative district controlled by Montgomery County, which is pumping... This is the dumbest article I've ever read. Brad Harper, you should be ashamed of yourself. Write the damn news.
I like it.
Controlled by Montgomery County, which is pumping in about $35 million in the project. Montgomery Countyans, you guys own $35 million of a water park. Actually, you don't. You just are paying for $35 million of a water park. City's contributing about $16 million worth of land, which means they're really contributing about $160,000 worth of land. City's long owned the land and bought the last handful of homes on the site over the last few years. The last resident will leave by September 1. That's the 80th anniversary of the invasion of Poland, by the way, September 1.
Well, okay.
They expect the deals to pay off. Okay, if you expect this to pay off, why is the city paying for it? Why is the county paying for it? If this is a great deal and it's going to pay off, Why is government money going into it? I'm all for government having parks and all that, but this is a little out of bounds. This is not some grass in a seesaw. I'm way late for a break. I'm going to get fired. They expect the deals to pay off, assuming just 64 out-of-town visitors a year. Oh, that's all. Just 64,000 out-of-town visitors a year. You know, 1,200 out-of-towners a month coming through a Montgomery water park.
64,000?
64,000 out-of-towners a year.
Oh, I thought you said 64. I was like, that's, either it's going to be really expensive.
They need to break even. They need 64,000 out-of-town visitors a year to a park in West Montgomery. The Montgomery Zoo draws about 200,000 visitors a year, but not from out of town.
Wait a minute. I mean, if they're not going to do it with the river water, why wouldn't they do it next to the zoo?
That's actually a better place.
Or next to Shakespeare.
Yeah. Or in Blount Cultural Park. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to, I mean, in that place, that area does need to be developed. I mean,
it does.
If we have a hope of keeping Maxwell, like, we got to, you know, what they really need to do is, well, I would say send two divisions in, but they just need to kind of, like, raise it.
The park's backers estimate total annual attendance at 300,000.
I guess this is a thing where, like, I guess it's, you know, Columbus, Georgia has had good run with this. Like, people go over there to go whitewater rafting and stuff.
Yeah, our church's youth group went over there.
Hey, but you know where theirs is, Baron?
On the river?
It's on the Chattahoochee River.
Not near it.
I mean, you can focus on the money and the bonds or whatever. That stuff gets blown every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not even like, I can't bring myself to care for it, about it. But like, I can bring myself to care about the fact that they're putting $50 million into a whitewater park next to a river.
But not using river water.
Baffling. Some of them want to use you.
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
This is Jim Ziegler, your state auditor, or as my friends say, state agitator. I am blessed to lead a movement of over 41,000 people to block the Mobile Bayway toll. ALDOT's plan for a toll of $1,080 a year per car would devastate working people. But this problem is not just for Mobile. A bill passed that enables ALDOT to put toll bridges and roads anywhere in Alabama. Highway 280 and I-565 are potential toll operations. ALDOT has admitted that tolls are their tax of the future. Join this common sense campaign and say no to ALDOT's future toll plans anywhere in Alabama. Call Governor Ivey today, 334-242-7100, and tell her no new tolls in Alabama. And join our Facebook group, Block the Mobile Bayway Toll.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. Guys, welcome back in. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Jack Campbell will be back on Monday. 27 minutes after 10 o'clock. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline is wide open. Has a line open for you as we speak. If you want to snag it, 272-9228. ASC Credit Union, if you want to snag some great deals on a checking account. How about a checking account so good it pays you? It pays you. You don't pay it. It pays you. That's the kind of checking account you need in your life. ASC Credit Union has it. All you got to do is get by there when you get a chance. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations right here in the River Region. Walk in and say, Baron Coleman told me y'all had checking accounts that pay me. Hey, it's the only time you can go into a bank and demand money and not be carted off in handcuffs or shot and killed, right? It's the only time. It's the Casasa checking account. You can walk in there and say, give me my money. Give me your money. In my checking account. Give me my money in your checking account. Will you please deposit the appropriate amount of money in my checking accounts according to the terms of my new checking account I'm about to open. But it's like robbing a bank, man. It's like robbing a bank. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, 5,000 co-op locations around the country. You're never far from a branch where you can do some banking. And their mobile application is amazing. Their app is incredible. No excuses, people. No excuses. Get by there. Federally insured NCUA equal opportunity lender. Tommy, you're on the air with David and Barron.
Hey, I'm sorry to call you back, but I knew you was pushed for time.
Okay.
But I can't believe they're going to build a water park there. I mean, just think of the one that's up in Decatur, and you have everything to do in Decatur. It's on the river there. Everything to do.
Let me just say one thing. Have you seen the latest news out of Point Mallard? Have you seen what the big deal is? What they're trying to get accomplished?
No, I hadn't.
All right, they're trying to figure out how to keep people from getting shot in their water park because it's happened. Now, I'm not saying someone's going to get shot in the Montgomery water park, but what I am saying is it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened. I do appreciate your call. I do have to keep moving. We've got a lot of people, and that was your second call of the day. Sam, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Y'all sound great. Did y'all ever frequent the swimming pool up toward Wetumpka, Harrogate Spring? You know, I had the spring water to fit the pool.
Nice, fresh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it wasn't a closed system. And that's what I was getting at. The water park with the river right nearby. I figure the reason they're trying to get the city involved is so that if someone gets hurt or they get, you know, poisoned from too much fecal matter floating around, they can sue the city.
They get that E. coli going.
Pardon?
They get that E. coli. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, listen, man, that happened in Atlanta, 10 years ago, water
sure.
park, yeah.
Bro, I don't go...
Several people got killed.
I don't go to water parks. It's like I don't get on cruise ships, man. I don't want to get on the SS Legionnaire's disease.
Yeah. You know, it's
your kids are doing getting on my skin.
If it's just adults... Pardon?
Nothing. Go ahead.
If it's just adults, that's one thing, you know, out there kayaking and in a wave pool. Mm-hmm. But if there's a kiddie pool anywhere involved in that closed system... There's
going to
be trouble.
Appreciate your call.
272-9228. I don't think that's why they're getting the government involved. I think they're getting the government involved because they're backing 50M in loans.
Right. And
bonds.
And if this was a surefire can't miss deal, you wouldn't want the state, the city or county government involved. You would want to keep all the profit for yourself. Don.
Westside has been code for black businesses. Am I missing something? Has there been a big uptick in blacks kayaking, whitewater kayaking?
No, I think the idea is you're going to bring development to that area, tourism to that area.
Well, the good news is after they kayak, they can go over to Gateway National Golf Course and play a couple rounds. All of this has worked so well.
Par 64, my friend. Par 64 over there.
But I just...
It's ridiculous, and we're losing money, and it's going to lose money.
Yeah. I'm not so hung up on the race aspect of it. I appreciate your call, Don. I'm not so hung up on the race aspect of it as I am the obvious boondoggle we're getting ourselves into here. $50 million, a lot of money. Wait, what's the school budget every year?
What's the school budget?
$300 million? Okay.
Yeah.
So you could fund a school 1/6 of the year.
Mm-hmm.
For what we're paying for a water park that is obviously not going to make it, or a bank would back it, and the private developers would keep all the money.
But I mean, this is just something that cities do all over the country. And again, I mean, look at Columbus. I mean, and look, this is everybody that's worried about the area. Guess what this is designed to do? This is designed to clear that area out of the types of people you wouldn't want to run into.
Okay, what's next door to this place currently?
I don't know.
Salvation Army.
That's what I'm saying. They're trying to run that out of town.
Okay. Salvation Army has not sold. They've tried to buy the Salvation Army like 1,000 times. They won't sell. The Salvation Army knows what they're sitting on. They're not selling it.
Condemn them. I know. You're not an eminent domain guy, and neither am I.
I'm kind of a Fifth Amendment guy, you know?
I don't know.
Eric.
I live about 3 blocks right behind the Maxwell Interest. I've been there 54 years of my life on Clay Street. Mm-hmm. I know all about that development down there. I'm Baron, and I'm going to be honest with you. Is David still there?
David who? Woods or Mowry?
David Woods.
No, he's been gone.
Okay, well, look here. I live on Clay Street. I can get you to ride through our neighborhood anytime you feel fit. There's about 90% of all the houses in that neighborhood. Nobody comes over there because it's empty. They've done boarded up or either tore down the houses. It's like living in a country in a city, believe it or not, because they tore the projects down. They've tore all abandoned houses down. It's the quietest. I ain't seen a police call out there in West End, and I know 2 or 3 years. That is no crap. But now I'm going to tell you, that little development back there at the riverfront where the powder magazine is a gold mine because the bluffs are high. But just like the man just said, you got to move the Salvation Army to West Montgomery over there to Mobile Highway. They've already, but they keep falling through. And if they do that, it is the best kept secret, Montgomery. Everybody that goes over there, I would love to get you, I'll give you my number and let you come see what a nice place I live on, me and my mother. And it's quiet. And you could come over and you could see for yourself. I mean, there may be 20 houses in that across the field where the old house is that they're going to renovate. But on the opposite side, there's so much potential. And then you got the military. I've talked to people from the Heights Apartments, which is next to Wright Park. They said, we would love to have something around the river to do.
Yes, of course.
And I would just about be willing to bet, but you got to do something about all the vagrants that walk up and down the street. Yeah, every time you go, you know.
Yeah, I mean, again, my thought is that they wouldn't be doing this if they were going to leave everything the exact same. I mean,
I see it on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
I mean, every day, and I watch people walk up and down the road, and I go to the Chevron, the Purple Cow, and there's always 10 or 15 hanging around. At 7 a.m., they get put out to 4 p.m., and they're walking around. And if you get people coming off the interstate that need to come into town, the first damn thing they're going to see is somebody's hand out.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate your call, Eric. I know you're frustrated, obviously, living over there and having property over there and watching it continue to crumble. I think the idea behind it, I'll take both sides of this, the idea behind this project is to make it so your property, Eric, is more valuable. Mm-hmm. Because you've got a world-class water park across the street from you now, 3 blocks away, as you said.
Cool.
Whether or not it works and survives, or whether or not you have an abandoned water park three blocks down the street,
okay, but
5 years from now,
here's the thing,
yet to
right?
be seen.
Here's the thing about this, is that when Bobby Bright said, we need to fix up the riverfront, everyone's, oh, that won't work. And when Todd and the city, when they bought those properties because no one else would do it, and then they sold them back to people essentially at a loss, because that spurred all the development downtown. People said, it's not going to work. It'll never work. I'll never go there. And now we've got things like EJI. And I just think that it's one of those things that it may not work. But this is my problem with Montgomery. And this isn't just a Montgomery thing. This is an everywhere thing. But Montgomery, I feel it every day. It's this thing of like, the city used to be amazing. It was so great. It was so, well, we're going to do this thing. Nope, that won't work. But Won't work. Won't work. It's
listen,
like, it's
I'm, like, all, it's, I'm, wait, 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 I'm all for it, private development.
It's like, but here's the thing. It's like people want this thing to be something, but then when you make...
You want the government to own $50 million for water park?
I couldn't care less.
Okay. Well, we did.
Personally, I couldn't. Yeah, I mean, I really
Riley can. Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. RileyManningPainting.com. He's a good guy, man. He's a good guy. Look him in his eye. Watch the twinkle. Shake that hand. Feel the steady hand of a great master painter, a guy who's painted thousands of homes and businesses here in the River Region over the last 50-plus years, who's steadily worked his way to become the greatest painting contractor in the history of Montgomery and remained there ever since. That's a guy you can trust. That's a guy you like. That's a guy you want to get to know. That's Riley Manning. He's got that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete, only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning. RileyManningPainting.com. Call him on that double secret news and views only bat phone. 799-1284. 799-1284. It's 37 minutes after 10 o'clock. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman. Your calls on the other side of the break.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Business Network. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed is prepared to lower interest rates if necessary, though he stopped short of promising more interest rate cuts. Powell says the Fed will act if a global economic slowdown hurts the U.S. economy. He also says the Fed's actions can support consumer spending, business investment, and public confidence. It cannot provide a settled rule book for international trade. China has revealed plans for new tariffs on imports from the U.S. on more than 5,000 U.S. products to take effect in September and December. Sales of new single-family homes declined more than expected last month. The Commerce Department says sales dropped 12.8%, the largest monthly decline in 6 years. It's a sign the housing market is still weak, despite lower mortgage rates. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/joy. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/joy. That's F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com/joy.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Rain chances continue to improve, especially over the next few days, so if your yard is still in need of a good downpour, hang on. The chances are decent over the next few days. Our forecast for today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. Look for high temperatures in the low 90s, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing each day, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Many towns will get wet, some with locally heavy downpours. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. Be flexible with your weekend plans and keep our weather app handy. It'll show you where the storms are, where they're moving, plus any push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Woman, Kim Williams, excuse me, over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Give her a call when you get a chance. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Guys, it's the easiest way for me to say this. Some of you guys have good intentions and think you know more than you know about your own financial situation. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah.
Is that a nice way?
Yes.
I'm not being ugly.
No, you're not.
But some of you guys...
What's this new thing where you're, like, worried about... Well, we'll talk about that after the read.
Well, some of you guys assume that you've got everything under control, and a simple phone call here or there would change your life. Would absolutely change your life. A simple phone call here or there. One of those phone calls I want everyone to make who owns a home or rents or wants to own a home or thinks they can't get qualified for a mortgage is Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. 567-4223. 23. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. She's going to get you squared away. She's going to get you on the path to a better financial place. And I want you to give her a call. I want you to give her a call. 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. What's this thing with what? With me worried about?
Well, like yesterday, you thought you were too mean to the callers. And now you're worried about, like, you know, telling folks they don't know enough about their money. Yeah, you're just...
Well, I'll give you an example.
Have you been bullying people?
I'll give you an example. And then we'll come back to Steve and Donkey Lori. Get you in the segment, I promise. Yesterday, I made a very true statement about the nature of certain dogs. I'll just give you an example.
Yeah.
A very true statement about the nature of certain dogs. I've never seen a pack of Yorkies take down a 9-year-old and kill her. I saw somebody talking about that on Facebook, tagged me in it, so I saw it, obviously. And this is a good listener, a longtime listener, great mom, and I've met both of them and in different venues, and, you know, not everybody has to agree with everything I say. I told David and his wife, Donna, when they were in here earlier, the number one thing I get from people when I meet them for the first time is, and I don't agree with everything you say. I'm like, good, because you'd be a psychopath. But you don't have to agree with everything I say. And if you've got a pit bull and you think I'm wrong on pit bulls, then knock yourself out. You know, enjoy your pit bull. I'm just saying, if people stopped having them, we would stop having people's 9-year-olds get mauled to death by a gang of pit bulls. I saw on a Facebook post where she was posing with her pit bull, one of the commenters was, well, she supposedly had trouble, her dad had had trouble with these pit bulls next door before. Why was he letting her ride her bike down the road and when there are pit bulls that, what? What?
No, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works. The dog does not take priority to the 9-year-old. I made a statement very early on in this program that I would kill every dog on the planet to save the life of one child.
Correct.
On the other side of the earth. And I love my dog.
Correct.
And boy, that got taken been out of shape. People went crazy.
Yeah, people go nuts over
that.
But
I'm talking, these are human beings.
Correct.
And if there is a certain breed of dog that is outsizing and outpacing other breeds in terms of damaging human beings, maybe we ought to rethink having those as family pets. That's all I meant. So that's just an example.
I hear you.
That's not what prompted the self-correction, but that's an example of the type of thing I'm talking about. Everybody, the more popular this show gets, the more people listen, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The more people listen, the more people get offended. The more people get offended, the more I hear about it. The more I hear about it, the more I become conscious of it. The more I become conscious of it, the more I do little self-corrections. Steve.
Could have been a millennial that got offended.
It absolutely was, believe it or not.
Hey, do you know if the theme water park in Jefferson County, right there beside Bestman, do you know if that's funded by the city or the county?
Yeah, it was. Wasn't that Larry Langford special?
Victory, whatever it is.
I don't think it's that, but...
something there.
Yeah. I don't know what the name of it is. I think he got dinged big time for putting that out or like for the bonds on that, but I think it was wrapped up in that whole Jefferson County thing.
Yeah, that's the only risk you run when you get city and county involved and something like that. But I wonder what they're going to do with it during the cold weather months.
You mean like mid-December to mid-February? I think they'll be okay, but they also said they have zip lines and climbing walls and all that are coming too, so that's probably what they'll do.
And my other question is, when did that area down there adjacent to downtown become West Montgomery?
I think aren't they defining that by it's west of 65?
Well, I mean, if you look at your compass, and I was always taught that West Montgomery was, you know, toward the Western Boulevard and toward the west, and that's towards the north. So I guess they're stretching it to include it.
Yeah, I mean, also, though, but, like, if 65 goes north and south...
Yeah, but it was West Montgomery before 65 was there. I was always taught, and I'm new here, and you guys, you lifers here probably know better than I do, I was always taught Court Street was the dividing line of West Montgomery, because it basically bisects downtown Montgomery. It runs right...
So you're saying that everything to the west of that would be on the west side of Montgomery?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was taught as a Montgomery newbie. That Court Street was the old dividing line between East and West Montgomery because it bisected downtown.
Oh, well, that's the first I heard of that. And that very well may be. But I just never heard of that area down there being referred to. And I responded to and gave directions and received directions in emergency situations. And I just never heard that referred to it as.
But Steve, were you pandering as the county commission chairman? Were you pandering in an attempt to win votes for a city election 2 days from now? Okay, well, then you probably were not in the same or similar circumstances.
Great point. Have a good week.
Yes, sir. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Donkey Lori.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to comment on something. When the lady called in with David Woods was on, and she was asking about, you know, what was the county going to do as far as troubled children. Just kind of my two cents on it. I didn't know that it was the county's responsibility, the school teacher's responsibility, the police officer's responsibility to raise your child, and that, you know, as far as crime and education in Montgomery, if the people that have children start actually being actively involved in their children's lives, I know, Baron, you brought up absent fathers, but get more of an active role in their lives, then why do we have to depend on everyone else to raise our children or parents? Our children, instead of us caring about the children that we bring into this world.
All right, Donkey Lawyer, I'm going to interrupt your very salient point to point out once again that your humble host is correct. And when he says things, he doesn't just talk out of his ass. The dividing line of the city of Montgomery absolutely is Court Street. How do I know that? Bowling Hall Holt IV, who has been in Montgomery...
My family.
...since 1712. It was Porch Creek Indians and the Hallas and the Holts and the Bowlings.
Settled this whole area.
He pointed out that East Fairview becomes West Fairview at which crossroad, gentlemen?
Koshri.
Donkey Lori, back to you.
That was just my thing, is that, you know...
Your humble host knows.
Why do you have a Millbrook police officer holding your child down while you spank them? And all I'm saying is that...
Going back to that woman, I didn't want to say this because we had a candidate in the studio.
Right.
But if you're leaving the county because you can't whip your own kid's ass, you have bigger problems than where you live.
The mayor ain't fixing that.
The mayor ain't your problem. You the problem. Quit having kids if you can't discipline your own children. Thank you for your call, Donkey Lori. We are way late for a break. Yes, my friends, West Court Street becomes East Court Street at... West Fairview becomes East Fairview at...
Koshri.
Court Street.
Koshri.
So, Steve,
Coat Street.
Steve?
We know more than the police.
Steve.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Aquarium.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, 5 minutes till the top of the hour. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies wants to get in touch with you. Actually, wants you to get in touch with him. He
can't contact everybody. You call me. I don't call you.
You call Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. He is the man. He is the man. Why? Guy's done everything. Guy's done everything concrete related you could think of. The piers in the ground, you know, 50 feet under the ground, stilts basically. He's built little bridges for buildings, foundations, everything you could think of. Everything you can think of, and he specializes in everything. That's what he specializes in. I asked him. I said, Tom, what's the thing you're best at? Everything. If it's concrete, I'm best at it. I'm just the best at it. He said, look, and it's not just him. He admitted it wasn't just him. It was the crews and everything else. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Check him out online, pennyearn.co, the Facebook page. You can follow along. He's building an outdoor vacation destination for somebody. It's going to be a beaut. He told me all about it. It's going to be amazing. Get by there when you get a chance. Facebook, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Check it out. JT, you're on the air with Dave Barron and newly acquired off of the waivers, 84. JT?
Yes, sir. Just an addendum to your discussion about West Montgomery. Some of the old-timers like me would remember that in times past where the little housing project used to be out there on Bell Street for years and years and years, and Maxwell owns it now, and they're all torn down. That area was called West End.
Okay.
So there's a reason that would be called West. Used to have some of the meanest students, so to speak, around as far as causing problems, but that was always referred to as West End. So there's a little history there to use that as the West, but that was all. Don't want to keep you and don't want to drag it on.
Appreciate it. Randall.
Hey. I just say, what if, I mean, I'm going to tell you the people that most upset, I've heard them talk about this in other places, is where they're talking about moving the Salvation Army. Now, they are riveted, but what if they told you that they were going to take the Salvation Army and turn it into, like, if somebody asked for money on the streets, they brought them there, they stayed there, they didn't have to leave in the morning, they got trained and got put back out in the workforce. Would that change your mind, isn't it? I mean,
No, and here's why, and I appreciate your call. The people on the street are not, most of them, the truly homeless in Montgomery, only have like 60 of them. They count them every couple of years. The truly homeless in Montgomery, they're not capable of that. They don't, these are people so mentally ill that in the past they would have been in mental institutions. These are people that, these are not the type of people you're thinking of, Randall. These aren't just poor people down on their luck. The homeless people in Montgomery are never, in all likelihood, I'd say 80, 90%, I don't want to say never. They're not going to be holding a job. They're not going to get cleaned up. They're not going to, they need to be in mental health care, but our mental health facilities in Alabama are so poor and so underfunded, they're just never going to make it. So, no, it doesn't change my mind. The people who work at the Salvation Army will tell you the same thing. These aren't poor families down on their luck just stopping by for a few nights to get back on their feet. That's not what the Salvation Army is. That's not what the homeless people in Montgomery are. It's just not. So I do appreciate your call, but it's not going to change anything. Dave, Klabe, on the list.
Yes.
West Montgomery now on the list.
Yep. Not necessarily things that go on in West Montgomery, but the demarcation line or what we call West Montgomery. I'm going to start calling it East Chase West Montgomery.
Hold on. I already told you what the demarcating point was.
You did.
I told you that.
But then like 19 people wanted to come in and say, well, actually.
No. West Fairview becomes East Fairview at Court Street.
I know you say that, and I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, then we had three callers that said that it's somewhere west of that. And you know what they are?
Wrong. Clayton becomes Scott Street. At what street?
Court Street.
We'll be back. 272-9228. The squad is intact for the 11 o'clock hour. And we'll have some fun.